Blog Talk Radio.
Your fellowship and tremendous support.
I am your host, Sister Ruby Lowry, and Faithful Spates. We're co-hosting in place of our founder and evangelist, Bernard. We're just in here to hear from the Lord. Isn't that treat everybody right? So I'm going on. The song had me moving. And a time of reflection air live Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 3 o'clock p.m. Central time, and 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Saturday segment is hosted by Minister Billy Burns out of APEC, North Carolina, and it airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time and 8 a.m. Eastern time. Join us for early morning Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. time for about 30 minutes. Or call, our call-in number for all segments is area code 858-683-1334. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. You are welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries. Should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as we speak, visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. There is an online giving for your convenience. And now, we have a scripture mostly all the time, but I've been co-hosting with Faithful, and I kept it for the week. So it's like if you have your Bible or you can write it down, I'm going to Colossians chapter 3, and yesterday I started at verse 14. But something in my spirit wanted us to go from Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 17. It'll only be a minute, but you know, the Jesus Christ's word is power and anointing, and it hits and it go into our hearts, so we want to hear. Okay, verse 12 of Colossians chapter 3. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and long-suffering. Verse 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. 14. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectionists. Verse 15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to that which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Thankful. We praise the Lord. Sister Faithful, back to you.
Amen, amen. Welcome everybody out. Thank you everyone for coming out. Welcome you to a time of reflection by New Destiny Ministries with Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We're currently continuing the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. It's been a wonderful, wonderful journey as we're learning so much. And amen. And we want to, if we can, have Elder Gates, if he can open us up in prayer and bless us as we begin to go ahead into our show to continue the Acts of the Apostles. Amen.
Dear Lord, we magnify your name and we give you glory and praise and honor. Thank you, God, for one more day. We thank you, God, because this is the day that you have made. And, God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we bless you at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Yes, Lord, our soul shall make our boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. God, we will magnify your name together. God, we give you praise, God, with shouts of joy. We lift up our hands, God, in praise and in honor unto
you.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, God, for all of your goodness. Yes, Lord. We remember, God, how far you brought us from. We know, God, how much you blessed us. We know, God, God, in even 1,000 years cannot tell of the many manifold blessings that you have shared and showed upon us. We thank you, O God, for how far you've brought us, and God, for how much you've done for us. We thank you, God, because, Lord, you have never disappointed us or let us down. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, God, for just one more day. God, to give you praise for one more day. God, to lift up your name. God, one more day, God, to search your word. Yes, Lord, that your word might search us. Thank you, God. We ask you, O God, to let your word cleanse us, God, throughout, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you would change our mind by the revelation of your word. We pray that, God, you would change our eyes so that we can see, yes, Lord, what you want us to see. We ask, oh, God, that you would change, yes, Lord, our hearts, oh, God, that we can think upon those things that you want us to think on in Jesus' name. We pray, oh, God, for Evangelist Bernard as she is awake, God, and resting, God, and God, recovering. We pray, God, for her strength and her vitality in the name of Jesus, God. We bless, God, you for each of these members, God, of this fellowship, God, that are gathering together every day. We thank you, God, for those that will join us, God, in any way possible. We pray, God, that the word of God, as it is sown, yes, Lord, will bring forth fruit 100-fold from good ground. Yes, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you will be glorified in all that we say and do. Give us understanding now. Give us wisdom,
God.
Give us, Lord, how to interpret your word as you give it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let us, God, don't let us stray off of the path of your word. But, God, help us, God, stay true, yes, Lord, to what the Spirit of the Lord would say unto the church in the name of Jesus. And so, God, as we go forth into your word, be glorified.
Yes,
as we go forth into your word, be manifest.
Yes,
as we go forth into your word, God, grow in us so that, God, you are sanctified in our hearts, so that, God, we are understanding, yes, Lord, where we are in this world and in this time, even right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
give us an understanding heart. Give us clarity of thought and of speech, and help us, Lord, to come together in the unity of the faith in the name of Jesus. And God, even as the scripture has already declared, let the peace of God rule in our hearts, to which also we are called in one body. And God, we will be thankful. In Jesus' name, we give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you, God, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And we have some changes a little bit going on. Bear with this. You know, it's a powerful word going forth through the Acts of the Apostles. There's been powerful words going forth, and two of our speakers has been going through some things with their health. But we thank God anyway. We have our founder is back. She's going to be on the line today, amen, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We thank God for this woman of God sacrificing, still on her time away, to come on, amen, and bless us as we reflect on the Acts of the Apostles. We're in chapter, I think, if I'm not mistaken, chapter 27, amen. So she's on with the elders and leaders, and we're just going to be reflecting, amen, and just doing some great things to continue it and getting ready for tomorrow, because we have a fabulous speaker coming on tomorrow, anointed, amen, and he is anointed, and especially the same thing as far as revelation and knowledge in the Word of God, and really, you know, really bringing the word to us accurately, as this woman of God does as well, and the leaders on this line, and we're honored. So I want to go ahead and introduce her back on today, as she's just coming on off her break. Actually, she's tuning in, you guys, so we thank God for the woman of God. She's tuning in for her from her break, amen, to be with us, because there's some changes in the schedule because of health issues with the speakers, but they're okay, amen, and there must be a word, amen. There's a word again. There's a word. So keep your ears and your hearts open to receive, amen, what the Lord is saying and the Holy Spirit has been doing in this journey with the Acts of the Apostles. We're continuing, amen. So we thank God for the woman of God. Evangelist Adrian Bernard, are you available? Let's see. Evangelist Adrian Bernard, are you available, woman of God?
Amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you all. I had the phone on mute. God forgive me. You all apologize for that. Amen. You kind of get caught up into what you're doing. But I'd like to say praise the Lord to each and every one of you all, and just thank God for the host and co-host, Sister Ruby Lair and Sister Faithful. Thank God for each and every one of you, the elders and ministers and evangelists and apostles that come on this line. Truly, we thank God for each and every one of you all. We don't take you for granted. not in the least. And I tell you not, I'm not going to say that we already know what the issue is, but we, you know, there are challenges sometimes, and then there's things that happen in our daily lives from moment to moment. So I'm just going to say we're being considered. We're being considered this week. Yesterday it was something, and today, again, it was something. But guess what? I know one thing. If anybody in the world knew what the day would be, it was God Almighty. He already knew before anybody made a telephone call. He knew what was going to transpire on today. So I give him praise. He said, in whatever state you find yourself in, you got to be content. And that's why the Bible also said, be ye ready. Hey, you got to be ready every day, because you don't know what may befall you at any given time. So we thank God. We hate Pastor Burford was not able to come on, and he was really just as disappointed as we all may be, but that's okay. You know, he had some dental work done, and I know that's an awful feeling when you have to go to the dentist. That is awful. Okay, so he was not able. He was trying to go forward, but I didn't see it possible for him to come forth and try to go through and talk through no pain, especially with your mouth. You have to use your mouth to speak and minister. So anyway, I thank God, you know, I don't call it any vacation. I just call it a little time away for a minute, because there's no vacationing in God. You know, you have to be ready and you have to be prepared. Sometimes we're not prepared, but that's all right. That's why God gave us a special gift. And what is that special gift? That special gift is the Holy Ghost. And it always make it intercession for us. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost on today. And this is an opportunity. We don't have a lot of callers on the line today, and that's a good thing for some of you. Because what we want to do today, we want to reflect upon this awesome series that the Lord gave us to do in the Acts of the Apostles. And we've been on this series since January the 21st. And I think we only took about three pauses, and that was with Pastor Hamilton was on, and also when the life coach was on, Sister Deborah Ballard. But we have been consistently expounding each and every day from chapter 1 until today, chapter 27. So we want a little feedback today, and we're going to have a little interaction with one another. We want a little feedback today, and we want you all to call in. And this is to our listeners. Yesterday we had 31 live listens. So what does that mean, Sister Adrian? Well, that means 31 people are tuned in at a laptop, an iPad, a personal computer, through their telephones. Anybody that have access to this internet, they can go on and listen to this live show. So after I looked at the stats on yesterday evening, there was 31 people live, and there was about 23 callers that was calling in. Now, that don't mean 23 people have remained on the line. What it means is that was 23 calls came into the line. But sometimes people come in, and they'll see who on, and then they'll, you know, because of different things going on in their life, they may have to hang up. Amen. But there was the live listens don't lie. So that means somebody had accessed the internet and was listening live to this broadcast. So I want to say to our live listeners today, we apologize that Dr. Burford is not on the line. But those of you all that have tuned in with us from January the 21st, from the beginning of this series, the Acts of the Apostles, we want to know, and we want you all to express to us, give us some feedback on what about this series inspired you. Was it a particular chapter in this series of the book of Acts. When we begin to look at this book of Acts, we all know that Ephesians 2 and 20 say, we are built. Let's turn there for a minute. Because, see, we have to lay a foundation here. Amen. And the foundation that has already been laid, the Bible says, if any man build thereupon it, and it's not what Jesus had, what the cornerstone have already set in place, you know, they're out of order. And how many know folks are out of order every day? But, you know, we that's another story. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. And let's begin at verse 19, and we're going to read on down to we're going to read 19 and 20, and I think that'll set everything in motion for today. It says, verse 19 said, now therefore, I'm reading out of the King James Version, we are at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. Well, let's read on down to 22. It says, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but we are fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God. So we're no more strangers. We're not foreigners. We are children of the King. We are fellow citizens with the saints. Who are the saints? The saints are those that have been chosen by God. The saints of those that have been set aside. The saints of are those that have come out from among them. How many have come out today? Hallelujah. You know, some people have a profession in the world. You know, some of us was dancers. Some of us was drinkers. Some of us participated in some other stuff that was unholy. But how many know that all unrighteousness is sin? You know, sometimes we try to label sin. Uh-huh. And you say, well, you know, she told a little white lie. Well, ain't no such thing as a little white lie. A lie is a lie. There's nothing little about a lie, and there's nothing big about a lie. Amen. A liar is a sinner. Amen. A thief and a robber, they're sinners. So, you know, we gauge ourselves sometimes about, oh, I don't do this and I don't do that. Well, guess what? You may not lie, but my grandmother used to say, a liar will steal. And she said, a thief will kill. So if you lie to yourself and you lying to deceive or defraud your brother and sister in Christ, then guess what? You ain't no better than the murderer. You're taking somebody's life just with your mouth. And we go to James, we'll find out about this tongue. It's a deadly member, people of God. So I don't have to get a concealed weapon to shoot you in the head. When I begin to put my mouth on you, when I begin to speak negative about you, when I begin to sow discord, then guess what? I'm killing my brother. Lord, why are you going this way today? I'm killing my brother. I'm killing my sister. But this scripture says, now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens. With who? The saints. And of what? Of the household of God. Now, this is the foundational scripture right here. This is it right here. Verse 20 say, and after we have become fellow citizens, after we have become of this household of faith, it says, and are built. What you say built? Built means it's already has been established. They're not building it. It's a difference in build and built. Build means that's something that is continuing. You're doing it right now. Built means it's already been established. The building is already, the foundation has already been laid. Lord, you better help me today. Hallelujah. So it says, and are built. Listen at that word there. B-U-I-L-T. Built. And I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking today. some feedback from you all today, because we've been on this chapter, we've been on this Acts of the Apostle for 27 chapter. Today is the 27th chapter. So I want to hear from you. What did you glean from this this series? God, I don't believe, Elder Gay, Sister Ruby, that God gave us a powerful series like this for naught. Uh-huh. Some of our eyes had to become open. Some of our lives had to be changed. Romans 1 and 2 say, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed. Don't let nothing and nobody shape you. But it said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind cannot be transformed if you don't get into this word. Your mind cannot be transformed if you don't obey God's command. Your mind cannot be transformed if you are rebellious, if you are unrighteous, if you are unholy. You have to have an open mind to be receptive. You have to have an open mind, hallelujah, to commit your way to the Lord. Amen. And it says, and are built upon. What are we built upon? The foundation. The foundation. What is a foundation? I'll have Ella Gates come in a little bit and explain that. The foundation of what? The apostles. I'm not talking about the modern apostles. I'm talking about the apostles, those that walk with Jesus. You see in this book of Acts, there was 12 chosen. And we all know that one that was the son of perdition. But guess what? Paul was drafted into this thing. And he said, he really was the 13th apostle. And he said, I seen him last. I seen who last? I seen Jesus last. Amen. I'm trying to be, I ain't up and on it like I usually be. But that's all right. I feel my help coming. It says apostles and prophets. I'm not talking about the modern day prophets. I'm talking about those that was in this first, that was in these first 39 chapters. I'm talking about Isaiah. I'm talking about Jeremiah. I'm talking about the minor and the major prophets. How many know there were some minor prophets? The minor prophets, they weren't considered as prestigious as the major ones. And that's just like us, you know. We got some minor saints, and we got some major saints. The minor saints, the minor saints are always complaining. They're always looking for excuse. They're always crying, woe is me. That's the minor saints. But we got some major saints that'll say, I'm not afraid of the enemy. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'll accept the challenge. Lord, send me. I'll go. That's what separates the great from the greatest. Amen, amen. We're talking about the greatest today. We built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. And here we go. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. He is our chief. He is our, Sister Brucilla said, our chief. I love what she called CEO. He's our chief everlasting officer. How is he our everlasting officer? Because there's no time with him. He's from eternity to eternity. His kingdom, his reign is forever. His reign will last forever. As long as there's a heaven and as long as there's an earth, King Jesus reign. Amen. It said Jesus Christ being himself being the chief cornerstone in whom all the building fitly framed together. Grow at what? Unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded. Now it says builded. Put a E-D on it now. Together for an inhabitation. Not inhabitation. It's for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now, why did you bring us there, Sister Bernard? I brought you all there because this book of Acts, it is our foundation. It is the origin of our faith. That's where our faith was originated. It wasn't originated in Genesis. That's where the Lord formed the world. That's where he created man. But even before God even formed the world, even before God formed Adam, you know he already had a plan? Do you know that Christ was already with God? He was with God in the beginning. And you say, well, what are you talking about? Well, guess what? When we begin to filter through this series, Acts chapter 1, we went from Acts chapter 1 and now Acts chapter 27. I didn't know it would take this long. But, God, I didn't know it would take this long. I didn't know it would take over a month and a half to get through this series. I had no idea. I didn't know who was going to speak. I didn't know how God was going to orchestrate this thing. Hallelujah. But God, if you let God be God, he'll take care of what he needs to take care. So from chapter 1 all the way, we're at chapter 27. So I want to know today, before we even get into anything, because basically chapter 27 is self-explanatory. We all know Paul and those that were sailing with him to get him to Caesar, they had a shipwreck. And what is the shipwreck, Sister Bernard? What is a shipwreck? Well, we all know what a shipwreck is. A shipwreck when the ship done went through some turbulence and some strong winds and some strong storms, and guess what? The ship get tore up, and sometimes it sink. Hallelujah! And you barely able to make it to land. But Paul told them. Paul had warned them before the storm even come. He said there's some danger, and that's just like us. God always sent a warning, saints of God. He sent a warning before destruction. Hallelujah. And he'll send us that warning. You know how cell phones go off when the text coming through? And sometimes we have text, and I don't know if y'all like me, but sometimes I don't even hear them. And when I go back, I say, oh, my God, somebody had text me. Well, I didn't hear the little signal because I'm doing some other things. But God always sent warning. And Paul told him in this particular chapter, he said, it's going to be some danger. Hallelujah. But he did encourage him. He said, but if we follow the instructions, if we stay with the blueprint, if we stay with the manual, he said, all of us will make it safely to land. But we have to follow. But they didn't want to hear Paul. Amen. So I'm telling you, people of God, I don't know about you all, but this series has enlightened me. And the more we began to expound and these different speakers came on the line and we were able to talk about the Acts of the Apostle, my soul was encouraged. My soul was inspired. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. It opened up my understanding. It gave me some 2020 vision, because some things that I was a little blurred in, I wasn't really certain about, the Lord began to open up my understanding. And he opened up my understanding. I'm going to tell you what he opened up my understanding about. He opened up my understanding about water baptism. See, that's something we don't want to do no more. We came to entertain. We came to make the saints feel good. All we want to do is sing. We want to sing. They don't want me to sing. They don't want me to lead a song. Well, guess what? The Bible said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing to yourself. Go home when you go home and go take your shower. Sing in the bathroom to yourself. Don't go to church for all this foolishness. So he opened up my understanding about this water baptism. Do you know today's church, they say that water baptism is an essential. That's a question. I'm putting that out there to you today because you all been listening and following us with this chapter, with this series. Water baptism, they say it's not necessary. I'm not going to take you to all these scriptures to validate that it is. You got to get in this Bible and you got to study for yourself. See, that's why I don't... Hallelujah, leave me alone, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why I don't go running to everywhere folks go and everywhere people say, oh, this the prophet is in town, the apostle in town, and the prophet is in town, the bishop in town. If I don't know them, baby, guess what? I ain't running behind them. Hey, because guess what? My Bible tells me that after I receive the Holy Ghost, I shall have power. Power to what? I got power to lay hands on myself. I got power to prophesy this word to myself. Hallelujah. I can do like Ezekiel. Tell these dry bones, tell these dead bones, you will live. You will live. Hallelujah. Breathe life into your own situation. That's what you got to do today. We can't be carried away with every wind of doctrine. You know, these folks don't have, these people don't even, they don't even reverence God anymore. There was a time, Lord have mercy, where we reverence God. We wouldn't come to God's house any kind of way. I'm from the streets of New Orleans. And guess what? After Hurricane Betsy in 1963, I was 9 years old, and my mother had four children at the time, and she sent all of us to the Catholic school. And after Hurricane Betsy came through that city, it destroyed our school. It was torn out. And then we had to transfer over, and that was my first experience with public school. And then after that, we began to go to my grandmother's church. Not my grandmother, excuse me, my great-grandmother's church. It was a Methodist church. And my great-great-grandfather, he was a presiding elder in the Methodist church. So back then, a preacher was reverenced. A preacher was respected. If you was a preacher in the community, they reverenced you. They respected you. They had a code of silence. And anything going to go on in the church. Now, you might do it outside the church, but it wasn't going on in the church. Hallelujah. So guess what? The pastor's family was even respected, and they were highly regarded. They didn't have much, but they had the principles. They had the respect for their elders. They were obedient to their parents. But now, that's dead. That's days. These children will talk back to you and stand up to you word to word. They'll make you kill one of them. They'll make you go to jail for them because we living in a rebellious society. And I said that to say, what has happened to the old landmark? Why? What happened that the reverence, the fear of God is no longer in the church? It's no longer in the church. And I say the church, and I'm talking about the body of Christ. I'm not talking about the building, because these Negroes are coming in your building. They come in the building, and they're killing the pastors. Uh-huh. They're doing all kind of damnable things, and that's why the Lord got mad with Eli. When you fail to chastise your children, and I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I'm going to turn this over in a minute. When you fail to chastise your children and you allow them to do anything in the house of the Lord, God is going to get you. God is going to get you. I don't play with when it comes to the house of the Lord. I'm not there for no form and fashion. I'm there to go and give God a sincere praise from the depths of my heart. I'm there because he told me to fail not to assemble myself. He told us how beautiful, how sweet and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell in Psalm 130:27. How beautiful, how sweet and how pleasant it is for us to dwell together in unity. In unity. Where is the unity? Where is the strength? These men that was on this ship sailing with Paul, they were all manner of prisoners. Uh-huh. And they were prisoners, people. Hallelujah. But you know what? They respected Paul so. They respected Paul so that none of them tried to escape. None of them tried to escape. The captain that was over the ship, he really wanted to kill them all to keep them from escaping. But Paul said, "We ain't got to do that. These people, if they don't die by the sea, you going to kill them? Come on. What we going to do, people?" We have discussed this book of Acts. And tomorrow, and the Lord wanted it this way, because tomorrow Dr. Singleton is going to be on, and he's going to conclude at chapter 28. So today I thought it would be good, and I didn't call anybody at the last minute to expound. I say, well, we'll just wing it. We'll wing it today and see. We got about 11 callers on the line right now. So we'll see and get some feedback from our internet viewers, those that come on the chat room, and those that call in faithfully and participate in this broadcast. Amen. So I'm going to open up the lines right now. Like I said, I wasn't going through this whole chapter. I'm not reading no whole chapter today, but I want to hear from each and every one of you all on today. I see Sister Cummings is on the line. I'm going to yield the floor right now. I'm going to go to Apostle Timothy, and then I'm going to go to Elder Gates, and then we're going to go on to Sister Ruby and Evangelist Cummings and some of the others. I see my good friend on the line, and I just want to give a shout out to her in case she has to get off the line. And Sister Faithful, I got to introduce you to my upline, my national director with five links, and that's none other than Sister Dorothy Screen. So I'm going to give her an opportunity right now to just say something to the saints. Amen. God bless you, Sister Screen. Dorothy?
Okay.
Good afternoon. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today.
Thank you. Wow. This has been really an eye-opening experience for me to get on and listen to the word and listen to the message. Everything that is written in the book of Acts is applicable to what's going on today in the world and with us. And a lot of times, if you're inexperienced or not always in the Word, it's a big awakening to you, especially to me. Looking back in my life so much that covering these chapters has been going on with me, and I'm just so glad that I met Sister Bernard, Sister Adrienne Bernard, to include me and invite me to come on in these series. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me, and I'm going to continue. But in conjunction to this, I have also been reading the book of Proverbs.
Mm.
So I've been going back and forth. So that's some heavy reading, and it's just been a wonderful experience for me and has opened up so many things for me since I've been doing that. And I want to thank Sister Adrienne for having this vehicle where we can, anyone can come on and listen and get valuable information to live in the Word of God. And thank you so much.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Dorothy. She's not only a participant on the broadcast from time to time, but she is a national director, I think, now with Five Links. We've been out of touch, but that's okay. God knows what he's doing. And I just thank God because she's been a blessing in my life. And we just can't look for those that we see or communicate with every day. The Bible say, know them that labor among you. And also just want to, so I just thank you, Sister Screen, from periodically coming and support this broadcast and this ministry. God is really doing some great things, and I tell you, he, when I think about the scripture, well, God says, trust me, believe me, he said, I will pour you out a blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. He told us even in Malachi to bring all the tithes into the storehouse. Sometimes, you know, I see people being blessed in the natural realm, and then their spiritual lives are chaotic because they fail to apply the principles. And I know one thing, I've been tithing all my life, and as I begin to just reflect upon the seeds that I've sown, I said, Lord, here, just being here in L.A. and at one of my girlfriend's house, she began to tell me some things, you know, about myself and about my sowing, some things I forgot. And I had to, when she began to tell me these stories, I said, girl, she remembered everything. And I said, wow, I remember loaning my cars out. You know, I had three cars at the time, and I would loan my cars to the saints. I couldn't drive three vehicles at one time. And she remembered that even, you know, being in a home, there's a bedroom set. Then when her daughter was a teenager, I bought a brand new bedroom set, and I gave this bedroom set to my girlfriend for her daughter. Well, I gave it to her daughter, and that's the room I'm sleeping in now. And they refurbished that bedroom set, and I look back, I said, Lord, that bedroom set, I've been gone from New Orleans almost 30 years. And I said, when I go in that room, I just marvel. I said, this was my bedroom set. One of my bedroom sets. So, you know, God began to just show me the seeds that you already sown. The Bible said, cast your cares, cast your braid, cast them on the water. In many days hence, it'll come back. It also said, a liberal soul shall be made fat. Now, why are you saying that, Sister Bernard? Because I'm being led as God is leading me. And I remember Sister Scream, she sowed into my life. She sowed into my life. And I can never forget people. I don't care if you have the same persuasion I'm in or what. I treat all people with a manner of respect, the saved and the unsaved. How are we going to win souls if we nasty and ugly, if we got a nasty day? You can't win souls like that. You can't do it. And I remember last year she treated me to my first national. national convention down in Las Vegas. Now, some people are, what is she going to Las Vegas for? Well, I'm not going to Las Vegas to pull a slot. That's not what I was there for. I was there to learn about this business and get some training. Now, let me tell you, if it was anything in me calling for the pull a slot, I would have did that, because God have given me a choice. He's given me a free will, but nothing, that's not even in my members anymore. That part of my flesh has been mortified. So I just thank God for Sister Scream and what she have given me, and she's been such a blessing, and she has such a sweet and caring and a wonderful sweet spirit. I just love her. So, you know, we got to come out of ourselves, people of God. And even in this book of Acts, look at the saints and what they went through. Look at these apostles, how they healed, how they had favor. Look how the saints sold all of their possession, and they came and laid it at the apostle's feet. If you don't believe in your leader, then where are we to go? Jesus says, submit yourself to those that have the rule. Obey those that have the rule over you and submit yourself. If you can't submit yourself, then how you going to lead anybody to Jesus? Come on, you can't do that. We have to be loving. We have to be kind. We have to be considerate of one another. Look at Paul. Paul could have ran for his life. The other prisoners on that ship, they could have tried to escape, but it would have been foolish of them to make it out of the storm, make it out of the shipwreck. Then you're going to lose your life trying to escape. Ignorant. We just silly. Oh, Lord, help us today. Apostle Johnson, come on. I want to hear from you. And I thank God for this wonderful young man that have come on this broadcast and have been very supportive of this work that we're doing. This is not an easy task. I wasn't feeling good in my body today, but I was able to go, you know, before I leave here. The Lord had put one of the members that come on our line, Sister Donna Shaw, on my heart. And I seen on the broadcast, Apostle Johnson, and you all have prayed for her last week. And I seen her on the broadcast. I'm right here in L.A. Now, and the Lord told me, I seen her, but then I seen her get off the line. And then after the broadcast was over, the Lord said, don't you leave here without seeing her. I had never personally met her, but I had a chance to fellowship with her last evening. To win souls, we got to be wise. To win souls, it's going to cost you something. It's going to take some sacrificing. It's going to take going out of your way. Hallelujah. You might have to drive 2 hours to save a soul. You might have to drive 4 hours to pray for someone. But guess what? It's well worth it, because God going to make the God going to give you the provision that you need. Oh, when I come back here, y'all better watch out. God is up to something. Ha! Go ahead, Apostle Johnson. God bless you. Apostle Johnson, if not, he may be on mute. Let me go on up, and I'm going to go to, let me go to Evangelist Brucilla. I'm going to go on to Evangelist Brucilla. Ella Gates has been with us faithfully all the week. He's, you know, he ain't lost a word at all. I'm going to catch some of the ones that don't really talk. And Sister Barbara Williams, I'm coming to you next. Amen. So Evangelist William Brucilla, she's another one. I just love Evangelist Brucilla. You know, she has her way, and all of us have our way. All of us, I'm not saying anything bad about her way, but she's another woman that deals with words. She's a professional. She's a professional, and she can say some words that I'm like, okay, I can't speak like her. I don't have that kind of diction, but I do the best that I can. Amen. And I'm so glad that I let the Holy Ghost lead me. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Brucilla. I love you.
Oh, my Lord, my Lord. God bless you, woman of God. Oh, I'm just a humble servant of God. Oh, my Lord, I've enjoyed all this past month in the Acts of Apostles. What an education that I heard from the men and women of God, the speakers that went forth. I truly am just sad. I am fat and full from this word. And I do know it's more to come because tomorrow is the finale of the Acts of Apostles.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I'm waiting to hear this from that firecracker. He is a year-round firecracker. I mean, he is truly a ball of fire. And
yes.
I'm looking forward to hearing from Dr. Singleton. Wow.
Did you?
He can really go. He can really go. But I'm happy in my soul and my spirit. I'm excited. God is doing wonderful things for his people. And even with you, Evangelist A.J. Bernard, in this new destiny, I am truly grateful to God for how he has truly elevated this ministry and exalted this ministry. And he's still moving. It is not like he's just exalted and then he's exalted you and now that's it. It's a continuation. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm loving it. I'm enjoying this. And I just want to thank you for this time.
Can you tell me what did you get out of this series? Is it anything particular that you gleaned from this particular series?
Sure did.
Evangelist Lucilla? Well,
can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Praise the Lord. Yes, in the 26th chapter. And listening to you on yesterday and the way you went forth and then reading the word. And I believe it wasn't King Agrippa, it was Festus.
Okay.
As Paul was standing his ground. My God, he was standing. He know who he was. He know who he was back then when he was speaking to King Agrippa and defending his faith. And the Lord, and then Festus stepped in and called him crazy and insane, and he went on, and Paul said he was not insane. But, you know, that is what we must stand for today. And I was listening at you the way you were expounding on that passage and then reading it as you were speaking it. It's the same thing today. We must stand and hold that no matter what, who calls you crazy. And what
all right.
But it's about God.
Woo.
You know, it is about, you know, because the word tells us, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, is in the book of Peter. And around the second chapter, it says that we are a peculiar people of God.
Peculiar.
Yes, we are his right. The people going to do these things. But that just goes to show you, when you are called out of your name, where you are and where you stand in Christ, because he said we are peculiar. The world don't know us the way we know God and the way God knows us. So
Amen.
They're going to say, yes, he stood. He stood in there for me. No, he wasn't crazy. But I tell you what, it's going to take a lot that and more now that we're living in. People are going to say a lot more things. They're going to do about it. Sometimes we may have to go to prison because we're standing up for rights. You know, we may have to face all types of adversarial confrontations that are going to come.
Yes.
But testing is going to come, even though you may not have experienced it. But do you really love God? Are you really say that you in the faith, that you are testing times are coming? And we're going to have to be really anchored. We're going to really have that pit bull grip, is what I like to call it. That you know what pit bull is, pit bull grip, that cater spirit. And don't let it go. I don't care how much that devil does.
Amen.
Hold on. Praise
the
Lord.
Right. Thank
all
you.
Right. I'm going to let go. Thank you. Thank you,
Evangelist Priscilla. We're going
praise
to Sister Barbara Williams. God bless you. Sister Barbara, God bless you.
Hello?
Hey, God bless you. Sister Barbara? Okay, I have a line open. Sister Barbara Williams. Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. We just having a little discussion, wanted to get some expressions from you on what did you glean out of this series.
Oh, I got a lot out. I enjoyed the message so far that I've heard. And especially you iterated on the baptism, the beginning of the opening doors of the church, according to Acts 2:38. A lot of people have gotten away from that. They used the titles instead of the name, and a lot of people might not have understanding, but I see that you all brought that out, that the name has got to be given. The Bible said in everything you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. And so when he gave Peter the keys to the kingdom, that meant the opening doors for the church. And on the day of Pentecost, the name was given. The name was given. And so I studied it for myself in the past because different churches that I have gone to, they were, you know, different formulas for baptism or they sprinkle or whatever. But the Lord took me all the way and he showed me about John's baptism. And then after John's baptism, and they asked him, like you read in the book of Acts there, when they talk about John's baptism, and they say, well, what baptism were you baptized? And they said, a John baptism. And then he talked about the Holy Ghost. And those that heard it, they were all baptized in the name of Jesus. And so, that's very important because the Lord is coming back for people with his name. And if you got the titles and you don't have the name, I mean, you know, it's just like I told someone when I witnessed to them, I said, if I write a check and I put in my name, who's going to take the check? They know you. Of course they know you, but you got to put a name on it. And that's why it's important.
I like that,
it's important to put the name. And the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
And that you got to have the name, and that's important. Now, I got out of that lesson, and I'm glad to hear that it's been taught again in churches or in this broadcast because people have gotten away from it. They say a formula. All you have to do is repeat after me. I'm a sinner. I believe Jesus died for my sin. I believe that is not the way that I was taught. I was taught you got to repent. You got to repent, and that's, you know, you got to repent to come into this body of Christ. You got to repent. Nobody can repent for you because nobody don't know what you've done between, nobody know what you've done but you and Jesus. And so you have to repent and turn, and that's what you have to do. And then after you repent, then you be taught, and then you be baptized in the precious and holy name of Jesus. That's what I've learned, and that's what I really appreciate the lesson. Thank you.
All right, Sister Barbara, you didn't say you didn't talk more today than I've ever heard you talk. Well, I'm so glad you were able to glean something. That was beautiful. You could have went on and continued to. You were really preaching and teaching just now.
No.
Preacherama. Amen. God bless you. We're going to call up area code 530, and the last four of your number is 5627. I'm not familiar with your number. Can you identify yourself?
Praise the Lord. With Sister Patrice.
Sister Patrice.
Evangelist Bernard, I really appreciate your broadcast. I mean, God has done a great thing with me just by listening since I've been here in Oklahoma City to there's so many great folk God has made on this line. He says that he will make your name great. And I just hear greatness come off this line here. From the speakers, Elder Gates, prophetess, I may not be saying her name right, Glover. What I got from here is the book of Acts. It's like the book of miracles, signs, and wonders. It covers so much. And when Elder Gates spoke on when you're in your quiet place, how when Paul was in prison, how you can still be busy in the things of God. In your quiet place, sitting down, being still. Get the Bible, read the word. Hallelujah. Pray for somebody. This whole thing here, just, you know, giving glory to God. I thank
Amen.
You all. You know, I really
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
Really helpful to me.
Thank you. Thank you so much,
Lord.
Sister Patrice. Well, we appreciate you. Sister Patrice has been coming on this line, I believe, since the inception of this program periodically, and she's moved to Oklahoma City. So we just thank God for you. How is Prophetess Turk? How is Prophetess Sandra?
Oh, she's doing fine. I talked to her. She's moving. She's being busy in the things of God.
All right, tell her to give
you
me
too.
A call. I miss her. Is her number still
will.
The same? Is her
Excuse
number
me?
Still the same?
Yes, it is.
I'm gonna give her a call. God bless you. Did you have a chance to talk with Elder Gates yet?
Yes, I did. I haven't
All right, good,
gone to the,
good.
The church yet. I'm en route. I'm on my way.
All right. Well, God bless you. God bless you. We're going
God
to our
you.
Co-host now, Sister Ruby, and then we're going to go to Evangelist. Let's go to Evangelist Cummins first. God bless you, Evangelist Cummins.
God bless you. I just heard so much today. I'm telling you, this word of God is powerful, and it just wants to just make you want to preach and pray and thank God and everything. Oh, my goodness, I've enjoyed what I heard. You know, whenever we have shipwrecks in our lives, sometimes we have to go on through to see what God has for us. You know, let them know that he can save us. He can. There is a way. And then somebody will come along and tell you, be of good cheer. You can make it. We can do this. We can do this. And and this is what Paul was trying to let them know. We can do this if we stay on board.
We can do it.
And you know what? It's the same way about salvation. We can do this. We can we can go out and witness. We can go out and be a blessing to somebody. And,
All right.
You know, everybody in the church have spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
They have spiritual gifts. And do you know that, and you know when they have a gift because it'll begin to shine. Some people have gifts of giving. Some people have gifts of ministering. And it's not always ministering preaching. But you can minister somebody with kind words and encouragement. We need that. We need to be encouraged today that we can go through. Like Paul encouraged those. We need encouragement. I don't want to look. You done got me started. I want to be quiet and listen. But I'm fired up. You know, the word
that word
is
in you. That word is still you.
How can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except if he sit? So when somebody get on the air and they sit, let me tell you, it encourages you to hear. Hallelujah. To put your head shiv out on Sunday. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I just thank head shiv out. I thank God
Hallelujah.
For his goodness and his tender mercy. Ha, nah. Thank you, Lord. God is a good God. He's a good
Amen.
God.
But Amen.
I bless him today. I bless
all
him today because the Holy Ghost is real. You just pray my strength, Lord. Bless all those, Sister Ruby and Sister Faithful. God bless you all in the name of Jesus and all those that come on the air and all those that speak. I'm telling you, God bless you all in Jesus' name. And Evangelist Ballard, there's not, what can we say? What can we say to these things? Huh? What can we say? If God be for us.
God be for us.
God be for us. Say, shut up,
you better
fire.
Say it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Jesus.
God bless you.
Amen. All right, Evangelist Cummins, God bless you. Thank God for us. Always good to have old friends. That you never had no disputes with to support you. I thank God for that. Let me see if Apostle Johnson is ready. Apostle Johnson?
Amen. Grace and peace. How are you?
God bless you, man of God. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm just honored in God to be a part of what he's doing in this hour and this season. And truly, we just honor God for the things that he's doing in our lives through the empowerment of his word. That the word have I hidden in our heart that I might not sin against thee, and we thank God for such powerful words. But, you know, most of all, we got to reflect upon the book of Acts and really understand what it was teaching us of the apostles, that that God is wanting us to understand that without the Holy Ghost, you don't have power. You don't have power to overcome them. You don't have power to walk. You don't have power to talk. You don't have the power to be or to do anything without God. See, the problem is, and the reason that the kingdom of God is so messed up is because we're operating in ourselves and not of God.
Oh,
there's too many people that are doing that. That's why the Bible says that many are called, but few are chosen. When you're chosen to the work of God, you operate and you walk in the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost that God has given us. So you got to understand in this hour that God has greater for us, but we have to have the mind and the mentality set for God to do what he wants to do in our life. If we're ready to receive, then he'll pour out on us. But if we're not ready to receive, we'll miss God. And I often say it's a dangerous place to be where God was and not where God is. And in order to stay where God is, you've got to live holy. You've got to live a life circumspect according to the will of God for our lives. And so these moments and these segments and these hours of empowerment dealing with the book of Acts and dealing with the apostles of Acts and dealing with different things, we got to understand more about who God is to us and what he meant for us. How he equipped the disciples. The disciples didn't have no power until they walked under the power of the Holy Spirit of God. So we've got to understand that the more, that in order to walk upright with God and to be like God, we've got to keep his Holy Spirit inside of us, and we've got to dwell the way God wants us to dwell. We can't dwell no other way. God is not about division. There should not be division in the kingdom of God or competition in the kingdom of God. That should not even enter into the atmosphere. Right now we should be in an atmosphere. Do you have the power of the Holy Ghost?
Do you have?
Are you trained and equipped after you get the Holy Ghost? Have you been trained to keep it?
Come on.
The Holy Ghost won't dwell. The Holy Spirit of God won't dwell in an unclean place. So, of course, we're talking about repentance and talking about deliverance and talking about keeping ourselves together, because that's the only way we keep God. So I say to you today, I commend you as people of God to continue to follow God. But look at the scripture carefully. Follow it for what it says, for what it says. Ask God to explain it to us more each and every day, for it to come alive more in our spirit and in our hearts, so that we might stay focused on the things for which God has set before us. Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a word. Reflect, you know, when I began this broadcast, I asked the Lord for a name to name this particular broadcast, and he gave me that, a time of reflection. And when we first ventured on with this broadcast, we would have Thursdays, and we would designate those Thursdays and have one or two people to come on and do reflections on their life. And next week we're going to have next Thursday. I haven't lined up anything for next week, but I know Thursday we lost one of our mothers last year in the month of March, Mother Gaines, and we certainly want to honor her and the life that she led, and even the legacy that she's left. And she was faithful to this broadcast, and it was suddenly, maybe it wasn't suddenly with her, but it was suddenly with us. And so next Thursday we're going to have some reflections, and Sister Ruby is the one that introduced us. Sister Ruby is a warrior. She's a warrior. She introduced us to Mother Gaines, and Mother Gaines was on this line faithfully. And, you know, she even shared with us, and I'm going to play that tape, how she talked about when she was at the march during the days of Dr. Martin Luther King, and how she was in Detroit, a young woman, 18 or 19 years old, out in the streets, you know, marching for civil rights. So we're going to do that on next Thursday. So if you all have any fond memories that you would like to pay special tribute to anybody that you know, God that put on your heart, you'll have an opportunity to do that. And I also want to thank God for my sister right now, Dawn. You know, she's at work, and many times she's not able to say anything, but I truly thank God for her. I'm going to see if she's able to say anything about this series on the day. Dawn, God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. Right now I'm busy with Miss Mather, but I'm watching.
Okay.
But I enjoy everything you had on. When you was away, everything was, oh, it's the lady who was on, was sponsoring for you. She was very, very good. And I really enjoyed everything. And I enjoy you too, Evangelist Adrian. And I enjoy everything about the series that was going on. I enjoyed it. But God bless you all, and thank you all for praying for me and my family. God bless you.
Amen, amen. That's my oldest sister. She loves everybody. She has such a sweet spirit. Everybody's a friend, and everybody she calls wonderful, like Sister Ruby say I do. But anyway, I love her. She's been a strong support for my ministry and just a strong support for me as a family member. You know, when you have been designated and called to preach and teach this gospel, you know, your family, that's the last folks you can rely upon. You ain't going to get but a few of them. You may not even get a hand. You may not even get two or three on one hand of them. You know, it's just what it is. Jesus said a prophet is not given any honor in his home. So, and I find that to be true, but you know what? I try to do like David said. He had to encourage himself. Amen. So I'm going to Sister Ruby right now, and truly I can't say enough about Sister Ruby. She's a go-getter. She's a fighter. She's a warrior. She loved witnessing and what have you. And she had been witnessing. And Sister Barbara and Sister Carter was introduced to this broadcast by Sister Ruby. And quite a few more. They didn't stay on, but quite a few more. So we thank God for her. Thank her for staying in our stead and co-hosting along with Sister Faithful. So God bless you, Sister Ruby, if you can come forth and tell us what you gleaned out of this particular series. We appreciate it.
God bless you. Glad to hear you back on the broadcast.
I'm back.
I know you're back. Excuse me. God bless everybody on the line. You know what I really gleaned from? My spirit went back to the Old Testament. And that's the only way we can get the book of Acts is through the Old Testament. So I went... As you was asking, what did you want for it? I'm going to go a few minutes here with different scriptures. But I went back to Genesis where Adam and Eve disobeyed the Lord, you know, about eating the fruit where he told them not to eat. So in chapter 3 of 16, he said he would bruise the serpent heel in the head. Well, Eve thought maybe that she would have a child, and that would be the one that would come back, and they would get in right relationship with God, but it didn't. But anyway, Cain, and they slew the brother, and then in chapter Genesis chapter 4, of verse 25, and Cain knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God shall see... have appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enoch. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. So as we go forth like that, and then it was always Abraham, and then with Abraham it was the 12 tribe of Israel, Jacob, they took that. So it was always through Moses and all different things, the law. So after that, they looked and looked and looked and seen in the prophets. So here we go back to, now what was it? I'm going into the book of Matthew, where it was, where Jesus came. You know, God made himself a body and sent down here, and Jesus came. In Matthew, Matthew's chapter, this is the genealogy of who all on Jesus' list that mm-hmm. came in here. And then so... So all, like verse 17, chapter 1 of Matthew. So all the generations from Abraham to David of 14 generations, and for David until the carrying away into Babylon of 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon until Christ of 14 generations. So we count 3 times 14, 4, 8, 12, 42 generations before God sent Jesus down on this earth. So in the Old Testament, it was always Israel, the 12 tribes. People couldn't go there because the Jews were so important. But as Jesus was born and he came in to save our souls, from, you know, to bring us back in right relationship with God, he grew up. He performed, and then he was obedient to his parents. I'm not going to go through all that because I don't have but a minute, but I'm just bringing it up to the book of Acts. So then, you know, he went, and then after what, he was 33, started on his journey. The Lord set him out because he always had a plan now, and he always had to use man to have the plan. So he started out on his journey. Then John the Baptist, the forerunner, he baptized Jesus. Jesus went in the wilderness, and he stayed there 40 days and 40 nights. He was one of them that fasted and didn't eat anything for 40 days. So when Jesus started up and he picked his disciples, he chose his disciples. He chose the disciples. This is why it's so important. He chose the 12 disciples, and then they went, and, you know, they done work, miracles, cure, all of like that. But then he knew that he had to come back to die on the cross to restore us back until right relationship with God. So here we go. We're looking at the Jewish people looking at the 12 tribes of Israel, that, oh, Abraham and on and Moses, but Jesus had a whole new system here. He's getting ready to get 12 apostles. So this is where the book of Acts come in, when he died and he rose, and Acts chapter 1. Is this so awesome for me? Acts
death,
chapter
burial,
1.
Resurrection.
Tell him how with the death, when he died on the cross, the death, burial, resurrection, and then he rose again. But in Acts chapter 1, he came and he stayed with his disciples for 40 days and nights, and teaching them and expounding them about that. And in Acts chapter 1, I guess I'm going here because, you know, it's all in my spirit. And Acts chapter it said that the Acts chapter 1, verse 14, you know, Acts 1 and 8 say, when you receive power after that, the Holy Ghost shall be upon you, you shall be my witness in Judea, Samaria, and the other most parts of there. But here, look at this. Acts 14, I think. Jesus' mother, Mary, and the women's was up in the upper room waiting for the Holy Ghost, and she carried him. Ain't that awesome?
Hallelujah.
Hey, I guess.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, she had to go up there and get the Holy Ghost.
All right.
All the apostles was up in the room because Judas Iscariot had hung himself, so it was 11 of them. Hallelujah, I'm excited.
Hallelujah.
And, Lord, I got to get this out because this is all the book of Acts. This is what it's all about. And Jesus came on this earth, and he said, whosoever will, let him come. So he named his 12 apostles who he chosen, you know, who he called and chosen. So the Jewish people was not in void until he come back and bring them back in the branch. So I'm just saying, Lord, I thank you. And then Paul. Saul, he was on the road to Damascus, and he killing up the people in the way, and women and children. And he got knocked down. And he said, who are you, Lord? And he told him, but guess
who
what I love?
Who are you, Lord?
He told Paul, he told Ananias, now I got a man down there, and I want you to go down there with, not Paul, Paul done killed everybody. So he
said,
oh, told Ananias, what did he tell Ananias? Go to Straight Street. We can go to Straight Street with Jesus. Hallelujah. So I learned that he loves us and repentance. That's why Acts 2:38 is so important, because it's 3 steps here. It's repentance. You can't find it in the Bible like this. It says repentance for your remission of your sins, and you shall, you say, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of
your sins.
Receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's for everybody. The door is open. Whosoever will, let them come. But we must
let them come.
Get washed with Jesus. Get that sin up off of us. Amen.
Yes. Amen. All right, Sister Ruby, you done preached today. I should have had you down as a speaker. You done preached. You done went from Genesis, from the new, from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Amen, amen. God bless you. We're going to Sister Carter. God bless you, Sister Carter. Then we're going to hear from our host, our other host, amen, our co-host, amen. God bless you, Sister Carter. I think she's the last one, and then we're saving the last. So the Bible said the last going to be first, amen. So, Sister Carter, God bless you. Can you tell us what you gleaned from this particular series?
Praise the Lord, sis. And
praise him.
Fabulous. Actually, I came in very late. I came in on the end of it. And I know what I heard, but you know what? I'm sorry that I missed all of it, but I thank the Lord for, you know, the, what I've heard. And what I really would like to say, Annette, you know, I would look in John the 18th chapter, no, Luke the 18th chapter and the 8 verse at the bottom, at the end of the 8 verse. That is what, you know, I'm looking at and seeing what God really saying. You know, nevertheless, when the Son of Man come, shall he find
on
faith? Shall he find faith on the earth?
Faith on the earth. All right.
Where he find faith on the earth? That is what he's looking at. Now, faith, believe what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Do it, receive it, and that is what he's saying right there. What if, when I come, when I find faith on the earth, it takes faith to believe in God. And it takes faith with this one.
That's heavy.
Everybody was saying to receive the Holy Ghost. It has to take faith to receive the Holy Ghost. And you have to
have
faith. And his word is right. Faith,
where
he's coming back, and we know he's coming back. But when you forget about this, you know, some go away from that, but this is the right way. And then when we give this, we got faith, believing that God is coming back, and he will work for us. He will give us what we need in him, which is his coming to rapture the church, that he, when he comes, only those that have faith and trust and believe him and walk
will
with him.
Will he find faith? All right.
Who he's been asked for. You know, we all baptize his name, and we all have filled with the Holy Ghost. The power of God is great. And once you have the power of God, I mean, it takes you to all truth. It leads you to all truth. And I thank the Lord. I missed out on the preaching, but thank the Lord for what I heard. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Carter. That was a good scripture there. Ah, nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? And I think everybody has hit on today that power. Everybody have talked about the Holy Ghost today. Everybody have talked about faith. Oh, God. Woo! Without the Holy Ghost, there is no power. He said, after the Holy Ghost come, ye shall receive power. Amen. I'd like to go to our co-host now, Sister Faithful. I tell you, I really thank God for this young woman. She has been a blessing. She has been a godsend, not only in my life, but I believe to everyone that's on this line, she has really been a blessing. I don't even have words to really express what she has meant to this broadcast and also to myself. She has been diligent. She has been just what her name says, faithful. Amen. So I thank God for her. She called me early this morning. I didn't even know she was up this early this morning, but she is diligent. She is committed. She is a consummate professional, and I like that. I like organization. I like structure. I like discipline. We got to have some discipline, saints. We can't do nothing without any discipline. We can't do nothing without any structure. There has to be order. The Bible says we have to do everything in decency and in order, and we have to be men in business. Do you know ministry is a business? Do you know the kingdom of God working for the Lord? That's a business. It's a business, and we have to treat it as such. I don't mean that we have to treat it as though this is our life, but guess what? If you get up every day, you got a job to go to every day. You're not going to be late for that job. And if they have a dress code, McDonald's have a dress code. My granddaughter work at McDonald's, and they have a dress code. She's going to wear these black slacks, and she's going to wear this gray shirt, and she's going to put on that cap or that sun visor. They got a dress code. She ain't coming in there like she just came out the nightclub. They have a dress code. Well, guess what? The body of Christ, we have a dress code too, and I'm not talking about the things that you wear, but we got to present, oh God, we got to live holy, saints. We got to stop playing church.
Mm.
We got to live holy. Jesus is coming. And we got to quit hypocriting. And that's why we can't impact nobody's lives, because our lives are tore up from the foot. I say that every day. The saints, we ought to be the example. We should set the pattern. We should be the role models in our homes and on our jobs and in our churches. Somebody should have something good to say about you. Now, everybody ain't going to say nothing about, say good things about you, because some folks are jealous. Some folks have envious, have a spirit of envy in their heart, you know. And I don't care what you do. You can feed them with a long handle spoon, or you can feed them with a gold spoon. They're not going to like you. Folks can just look at you and say, something up, I don't like her. Well, you're never spent no time with me. You don't know what I'm about. You don't know what my likes are, my dislikes. Who cares? I'm not serving. I'm not working for you. I got a master that I'm working for, and I don't care nothing about folks. We got to get over people, and we got to do the will of God, because folks ain't going to like you. They didn't like Jesus.
Right.
Come on, people of God.
Right.
Didn't they turn him in? The one he chose, he knew he was going to sell him out. So guess what? We got to get real with one another. And don't get angry with people. Don't get upset when your name ain't called. If you ain't doing nothing, your name shouldn't be called. I ain't calling folks' name ain't doing nothing.
Woo!
I'm going to give Sister Ruby Hollis. I'm gonna give honor to whom honor is due. Now, if you sitting on your do nothing stool and you're not doing nothing, and you begin to see how God is blessing people in the natural realm and in the spiritual realm, and you sitting down just trying to dissect and trying to find fault, I don't have time for those kind of people, Evangelist Brucella. I don't have time for that. I want you all to support Evangelist Brucella. Look like she done dropped off the line. See, she just missed the opportunity to give her her announcement about her broadcast, but we gonna do it anyhow. But I'm telling you, we ain't got get from round negative folks. Get around people that's positive. They might not have a whole lot, but if they got some encouraging word, if they're inspiring you, stick with those folks. Get from around these negative folks, Sister Barbara. They ain't going to do nothing but contaminate your spirit. Hallelujah. I ain't got time for that, baby. I'm going somewhere. My mind is on the prize. My eyes is on the prize. And my mind is on Jesus. So if you're not talking my language, we ain't got nothing in common. Yeah, praise the Lord, keep on moving. Because guess what? You ain't in my league. That don't make me say I'm this and I'm that. No, but I'm about my Father's business.
when Jesus, hallelujah, parents brought him down to Jerusalem, and they said they were looking for Jesus, hallelujah, and Jesus, they found Jesus in the temple, hallelujah, Jesus was sitting there trying to glean, he was trying to listen, and they said, don't you know your mother and your father is looking for you, and Jesus said, didn't you know? Didn't you know where I was? I'm about my father's business. Hallelujah. Who is my mother? Who is my father? Ooh, y'all better leave me alone. Come on, Faithful. I love this young lady. And I'm giving her props because they're well-deserving. She didn't have to take off her. She's an entrepreneur. She don't have to take off 2 hours off her job every day to come on this line. She's been hosting with Sister Ruby since last week. Sister Ruby is retired. Sister Ruby is living a good life. She ain't got to get up at all. Sister Ruby ain't got to get up. She can sleep all day long if she desire to. But she make a sacrifice and get on this show. But Sister Faithful is a young woman. She still got to toil. She still got to sweat. She still got to pay her bills. Sister Ruby ain't got to do all that. She done drove buses, public transportation for 24 years. So she said she ain't begging. She ain't looking for no husband either. So don't y'all go trying to call her. you know, you got to laugh a little bit. You got to have some fun. We can't be serious all the time. Come on, Sister Faithful. I love her.
Give honor and glory to God. I love everyone. I'm just honored to be amongst such great leaders and things like that. I'm just really blessed. And you know what? I'm honored to sow that time. It's nothing for what God is doing for my business, for kingdom business. Amen. So it's nothing. It's nothing at all. I just thank God because every difference in anything that has been made, trust me, God is good. Amen. So I love you, woman of God. It's nothing to sow that seed to you because you do so much for God's people. I just thank God. Amen. So Acts of the Apostles has just been truly awesome. You know, I'm an admirer of Paul. He's just one of the baddest to me apostles in Acts they talk about. But, you know, it's just a very vital, to me, a very, very vital period in Christian history, you know, between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the death of Apostle Paul. You know, this is a time of Christian ideas and beliefs that were being formulated, you know what I'm saying, so for the church and worldwide movement that was being developed. So only to me, this knowledge and background, you know, we can understand the writings of the gospel as well, the New Testament, you know, and everything that followed it. So this is wonderful insight, truly, you know what I'm saying, for us Christians. Movement in the churches, our faith, the Christian faith, you know, the early faith of Christians. I mean, to me, Paul's letter to the Church of Corinth was one of the earliest, you know, written summaries of Christian faith, and today it's one of the, you know, greatest debated ones among the scholars. So it's a vital, vital part of our history as far as the Bible and the Act, you know, Acts of the Apostles. I thank God for it. It's been a blessing. It's empowering. It's educating. And I just thank God for the Holy Spirit being saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, to have that encounter in these revelations, you know, of great times. So I just thank God. I don't mean to talk so fast. Time, I know we only have so much certain time and stuff. And then I'm just actually, you know, getting ready to take care of some things here. But I thank God. It's been awesome. It's been an awesome experience. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. And I thank you, woman of God, for your sacrifice to even still come on during your break. So you're awesome. You're good. I thank God for you so much. I'm honored.
Amen, amen. I tell you, Sister Screen is still on the line, and I want her to know. She think, you know, I'm busy. I am. Ministry is my baby. That's my passion. And I, you know, but I wanted to introduce you to Sister Faithful because we about to get ready. We going to have a team of our own, Sister Screen. I'm letting you know that. God, and you know what? The Bible, as we said yesterday, Abeka talked about the vision. God already told me I was going to, shared this with Sister Ruby. God already told me I was going to be an SVP. But some things you got to set in order before you go there. So, you know, we going to be Team Faithful. We going to have a faith. That's going to be the name of our team, Team Faithful. So we going to come in, and guess what? When the Lord get ready, we going to sweep the city. We going to sweep the nation. Faithful will be a SVP too. Amen.
Well, I claim
so, Dirty,
go.
Amen.
Dirty, I'm telling you, just continue to bear with me, honey, because the best is yet to come. Okay? God is setting some things. God is setting it up. And let me tell you something. When God sets you up, Apostle Timothy, you don't have to worry about nobody. When the Lord do it,
saints. Hallelujah. So he don't want Adrian to brag on she did it. God is doing this thing. So we're going to be team faithful. We already got our name. Hallelujah. So just hang on in there, Sister Dorothy. Guess what? You ain't seen nothing. The Bible say eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard. I think I done covered everybody but Elder Gibson.
Well,
I saved him from that. Hey, God, and I thank God for this young man also. Woo! I don't... Lord, y'all don't know what y'all do for me. Amen. I don't know why God have blessed me with so many wonderful, anointed, sincere people, and I don't know. I know all that dwell in this flesh. I know all of everything that the Bible say, but I tell you, I don't believe nobody that come on this line is jealous or envious of one another. I sincerely don't believe that, and I certainly want to give a shout out to Mother Spates. I tell you, Mother, because of Mother Spates, and of course, God, we know Jesus did this thing. And I met Mother Spates on Facebook, and I just was so impressed seeing all of her postings and everything. And I told her about my broadcast, invited her to come on, and after that, it was history. She introduced me to Faithful, and it's, Apostle Johnson came on the line, and then Sister Kim, and so many others have come on this Minister Mims with Apostle Johnson out of North Carolina. So many others have come on this line, just have blown my mind. And I mean, they have been faithful. Hallelujah. And this series has been awesome. So I thank God for Elder Gates. You know, I met Elder Gates on the Circle of Love with Pastor Adams, and he heard me announcing and them telling them I had my own blog talk, and then he decided to come on and pay a visit. I guess he said, let me see what this woman got going. I guess Elder Gates said, let me see what this woman talking about. So he came on over on the line, and I tell you, he has just been a blessing just to him. I thought he was a little bit older, but when I found out he was a young man, hallelujah, I said, okay, well, the Bible said, let the elders be, let the young ones be subject to the elders. So guess what? I wasn't intimidated by him, and I wasn't jealous of the gift that God has given him. Because we all supposed to work together. We one foundation. We all are members in particular, but we have to work together. Guess what? The eyes, the nose, the ears, all of these members are working together. The arms, the legs. If one member suffer, all of you know, when you have a little ache, when you get a, what you call these hangnails, man, when you pull one of them hangnails, your whole body hurting. So just imagine if a hangnail hurts you, it affects the whole body. So when one member suffer, all members suffer. But when one member begin to prosper, guess what? They go back and they connect with their brothers and their sister, and they bring them in on up to par. We got to do that. We are helpers to one another. Didn't they say, am I? Yeah, you're your brother's keeper. I don't stay with Sister Ruby, but she is, I'm still her keeper, and she's my keeper. We watch one another back. We in different little areas, but guess what? Hey, if she's hurting, I'm hurting. If she feel bad, I feel bad for her. Amen. So I thank God for Elder Gates. God bless you, Elder Gates. We're going to let you elaborate, and you can close us on out and just have your way. We save the best for last. Now, that don't mean none of you all are he's greater or better than any of you all. Don't take that. Okay?
Oh, he's great, but then Jesus. Hallelujah.
Sister Ruby said he's great, but he's greater than Jesus. All right, but we just thank God for him helping Faithful and Sister Ruby and Apostle Johnson. I truly thank God for these young men. I thank God for the gifts that he has deposited in them. And I'm so glad to be counted among the saints that know them, among the saints that can really say something wonderful about them, because they're doing a work for the kingdom of God. So I bless God for my, ooh, Lord. They don't know what they do to me. They have caused me to be in this. invigorated. You know, I have a little more zest and a little more energy. Amen. You know, once you get to getting up in age, and this body going to deteriorate. It's not going to, I don't feel like I felt when I was 20 years old. How in the world can I feel like that? And I'm almost 60. Come on. But I thank God because he said he called the young because they're strong. And I thank God for these strong, strong, mighty men of God. God bless you, Ella Gates.
God bless you, Evangelist. And to everybody, we give God praise because, you know, I believe that Evangelist Bernard actually struck the tenor of the whole book when she read the first, when she went to Ephesians chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was something, we accomplish nothing when we don't agree with God. We waste a lot of time trying to figure out what God wants when all we have to do is ask him. And all we have to do is allow the Spirit of God to witness to us what is on the mind of God. If God has something for us, he will give it to the Holy Spirit to tell us. And once we figure out that our communication is through the Spirit of God, once we figure out that God has given the Spirit of God for our intelligence, he has given the Spirit of God for our unity, he has given the Spirit of God for our power, he has given the Spirit of God for our edification. Once we figure that out, we will start to move forward with the things of God. The reason that the apostles were so effective is because they understood something that Jesus was trying to convey to them the 3 years he was in ministry. Finally got it. It's something that is so powerful. I mean, and it goes without saying I think we need to re-say it and re-say it again. I'm saddened and my heart is broken and I'm serious about this. I'm saddened when I listen to what goes on in the church in terms of preaching, because I hear so much rhetoric going on, but I don't hear much gospel. I don't hear much talk about what Jesus and who Jesus is and what he has done. I hear a lot about, you know, I hear a lot of self-help and, you know, all this other stuff. And that's fine in its place, I suppose. But the reality is that, by and large, the reason that the church does not have power is because it does not have the gospel. And until we begin to proclaim again the gospel of Jesus Christ, we have nothing. Because what separates the church from every other religion is the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we don't have the gospel, we're just one of the noisemakers in the crowd. We're no better than the Muslims. We're no better than the Buddhists. We're no better than the Krishnas. What designates us, what sanctifies us, is this gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is the only reason that the Holy Ghost ever came, was because the gospel had to be preached, because the gospel had to be declared. And when the church starts to move in the power of the Holy Ghost, it is by and large because they stay with what Evangelist Bernard started with. They stay with the foundation. They stay with the cornerstone. We don't ever leave that. If we ever do leave that, we've left God. If we ever leave that, we have forsaken our foundation. If we ever leave that, we have left our power. If we ever leave that, souls are going to die. Yes, Lord. If we ever leave that, the church is going to be destroyed. If we ever leave that, now the only promise that we have is that Jesus said, I won't let it go. I won't let it die.
Glory to God.
But if he had to depend on us to maintain the integrity of the church without his involvement, if he had to depend on us, what would the church be? What would happen to the church? Because what we have a tendency to do is take so much away from what God has given us. We don't understand the mind of God. We don't understand what God's idea is. We implement what we want. We implement what we think. But what about what God thinks? What about what God
Lord
desires?
Jesus.
When the last scripture that she wrote, Paul said, in whom you also are builded together for inhabitation,
for inhabitation
of God through the Spirit. God wants to live. Do you understand that God wants to live and dwell with us?
Mm.
Do you understand that God wants us to live and dwell with him? And do you understand that there is an ingredient that has to be implemented in order for God to do that?
Mm.
Because God will not, when Apostle Tim said that God will not dwell with an unclean thing, the reason it's unclean is because Jesus Christ is not there.
Hallelujah.
The blood, you can't be clean without the blood.
Mm.
You can't be, you can't be clean without the blood. It don't work.
Mm.
It just don't work. It don't work, y'all.
Mm.
It don't work. And I understand the witness of the Spirit. I understand that. I understand the power of the Spirit. But realize what the apostles did by and large. The apostles didn't talk too terribly much. They did, but they didn't talk a whole lot about the Holy Ghost without talking about the gospel.
Come on.
They started with the preaching of the gospel because it is the gospel that saves people. It is the gospel that redeems. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit empowers, but it is the gospel that
redeems. Thank you,
God.
Say that again.
It is the gospel that is the foundation. It is the gospel.
Woo.
Yes, Lord. God. Peter said it. He said, there is no other name under heaven, God, given among men, whereby we must be saved.
Men. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. And if we don't understand as preachers and teachers and proclaimers of the word of God as witnesses that our assignment, our obligation, what we are charged to do is preach the gospel. That's what Paul told Timothy. He said, I charge you before God, preach the gospel.
Preach it.
Preach it in season and out of season.
Come on.
Rebuke and exhort with all long suffering, with all doctrine.
Lord.
Make sure
that
you stay true to the gospel.
Come on.
Because without the gospel, we don't have none, church. Without the gospel, we just sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Without the gospel, we don't have much.
Mm.
And it's no wonder. You know, We need to relook at this. We need to take another look at this. And I'm grateful
take
to God that he gave this to Evangelist Bernard, because I believe that the reason that he gave this to her is because the church has left the gospel. Yes, Lord.
Come on.
And because we've left the gospel, we've left the power. And because we've left the power. He said you can have a form of godliness but deny the power.
Come on.
If that is the case, then what are you? You're empty.
Come on.
You are fruitless.
Mm.
You are vagabonds.
Come on.
You are sinners just like everybody else. What separates
bless your
us
name,
as
Jesus.
The church is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
because
you,
this is what distinguishes us. This is what sanctifies us. And this is what God honors. And I believe that God is calling us back to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
The gospel
for the power
of
the
Christ.
Holy Ghost.
Mm. Thank you, God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Amen. That was beautiful. I had Sister Kim came on a little bit late. Let me go to her. Didn't want to miss anybody. I tell you. I want to say to you all before I bring Sister Kim up, and then we're going to close on out, don't miss tomorrow. This is the finale of this series. Dr. Winston Singlin, I just don't say it. Sometimes people think you're saying it because that's your family. But this young man, he is my family member, but he has been a mentor.
He has been a saved young man. He have been preaching and teaching this gospel. He's a lover of God's people. He loved people, and he know this word. So he's going to close out this finale of this series. And, Lord, I don't know where we going from here, but the Lord knows. I don't know where we going to go from here, because where can we go after we've come out of the book of Acts? Where can we go after we talked about the foundation in the chief cornerstone? Where can we go? Ain't no other place to go, really. So I don't know. It's in God's hand after this, honey. He said, you are inexcusable, O man, whomsoever. Ye shall be. Amen. Sister Kim, God bless you today.
God bless you too. And I'm sorry for getting on late, but I'm at work and I was trying to get in here for 3:00.
Yeah, well, we're just having a little discussion, and we're just asking those that come on the line, what did they glean from this series on the Book of Acts, the Acts of the Apostles?
Every day that I get on, it's a blessing. It's just a blessing to be around, like you said, positive people. And since I've been on Facebook, that's all I have, and it's been truly a blessing to have somebody that really loves God and has always got something inspiring to say, and to have to just keep you encouraged even when you feel at your lowest point. So I just thank God for all of y'all. And I pray that I will be able to get on here at 3:00 right on the dot tomorrow, because I don't want to lose not 1 second of it.
Amen. Well, we look forward to you coming on tomorrow. Dr. Winston Singleton, again, will be with us. But I'm telling you, if you all missed that message yesterday, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of this gospel. You better go and hear that. I played that message again. I said, Lord, now you know this was not me. This was not me. We got to defend this gospel. And it's going to come a time, where we're going to have to stand up. We're going to have to take a stand. We're going to have to, the mark of the beast is already in session. Amen. Amen. So we got to defend this gospel. I thank God for you all on today. Thank God again for our host and co-host. Sister Ruby and Sister Faithful, thank God for Sister Scream being with us today. We're talking about Team Faithful, honey. We are going full. Is somebody saying something?
Yeah, Advanced Agent. Is anybody
I was going to Apostle Johnson to let him close out and see if we don't have but 3.5 minutes live. So I'm going to let Apostle Johnson close us on out. And all this word didn't come forth today. I'm like Bishop Singleton say, hey, whatever you have need of, all you got to do is grab this word. Grab this word. Get your healing through this word. Get your healing through what have already been talked about on this line. Amen. So we're going to go to Apostle Johnson right now and let him have the final remarks and to close us out with the word of prayer.
Amen. Truly, we thank God for all that God has done on today. Truly, it's been a blessing for the saints of God to come together again in unity and in love and to empower one another. And, Father, we just thank you in Jesus' name for all that you're doing through this great woman of God, Evangelist Bernard, God, with the vision that you've given her. Father, we pray, God, that you would continue to strengthen, you would continue to pour out your spirit upon her,
oh God,
like never before. Father, that you would bless all the leaders, each and every person that comes together on this line, Father. Father, we ask you, God, to continue to bless us and grow in unity and in love, oh God. Father, for we thank you and we bless you, God. It is to you we give the praise, we give the honor, we give the glory. Father, we're asking now, God, that you would continue to strengthen, continue to pour out upon
Hallelujah.
Your people. Continue, God, to just do what you know to do best, God. And, Father, we just thank you, God, because you're doing a new thing, God, in our lives. Father, we ask, God, that you would continue, God, to just manifest your glory and power. Allow us to have more of your Holy Spirit, God, pour
yes,
out
Lord.
Upon us, God, each and every day. And, Father, we bless you and we praise you for all the awesome things that you're continuing to do. And, Father, we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father, it is to you we give the praise, the honor, and glory. It is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen.
And I do want you all to keep Sister Donna Shaw and her family in prayer. Amen. God bless you all. You know, I haven't heard my song in a week and a half, maybe. So we're going to close out. Thank you, Faithful. We appreciate you, Sister Ruby. We're closing out with Dear God by Smokin' Norful. Sign in early tomorrow because we're going to give Dr. Singleton ample enough time. So we're going to waive all these preliminaries tomorrow, and we're going to get this.
Feels so good
to
make it.
The finale of this series. Amen. So God bless you all.
And I didn't think I could take it so long. There were days I wanted to quit. And I said, surely this is it. But I held on. And I've watched as so-called friends turned and walked away. And it hurt so much, I didn't have words to say. But even when my day turns to night and nothing seems just right, Lord, I thank you for my life. For my life, Lord, I thank you for every victory in you I've seen, and all the more.